This is Ray Hanania, and I hope you enjoy my podcast. For more information, visit www.rayhanania.com. Kathy Griffin and the Real U.S. Extremism by Ray Hanania. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have had it with the extremist critics of U.S. President Donald Trump. The criticism is so extreme, unfair, and hypocritical, I think it is damaging the nation. Trump was elected president in a fair election. He may not represent, quote, a majority of Americans, unquote, but even that fact is twisted, distorted, and exaggerated. Trump received 46.1%, or 62,979,879 votes, and Hillary Clinton received 48.2%, or 65,844,954 votes of the total votes cast. Missing all this is the fact that although Clinton received more votes than Trump, she did not receive the majority of Electoral College votes on which the presidential election is decided. No one got a majority of the popular votes. The Clinton-supporting jihadists want you to ignore the dozens of other Americans who also ran for president because they do not really support democracy. This minor distortion of facts is symptomatic of the bigger sickness Americans face. The bottom line is Hillary Clinton didn't get more than 50% of the vote either. From day one, no matter what Trump did, the news media and the jihadist Trump haters have spun, twisted, and distorted facts to make him look bad. Worse, they are often guilty of hypocrisy and immoral conduct of their own. I don't agree with everything Trump wants to do, but when has this ever been about agreeing with a politician 100%? The best anyone can hope for is 70%. Whomever comes closest to representing your views is the best candidate for you. The so-called Trump ban, for example, against Muslims is not a ban at all. It's been distorted. Trump suspended immigration from only 6 of the world's 50 Muslim-majority countries, explaining their security systems were deficient and needed improvement. How is it a Muslim ban when 44 Muslim-majority countries can send their citizens to the United States without any trouble or impact from what Trump did? Trump's language on Muslims may have been awkward during his campaign, but to say it is worse than what the U.S. news media and many American elected officials have said about Muslims and Arabs in the past, especially about Palestine, is an outrageous political injustice. Just look at what the U.S. Congress and the mainstream American media do to the righteous cause of the Palestinian people. The so-called investigation is another issue into whether or not Russia interfered in the election. It's been politically bastardized into assertions that Trump conspired with the Russians to thwart our democratic election. That's ridiculous. But the Clinton-supporting jihadists point to Trump's previous business with the Russians as proof he is sympathetic toward them, ignoring all of the past facts of Clinton's own relations with the Russians. The Clinton jihadists include the national mainstream news media, the biggest contributors to hypocrisy, double standards, and an absence of morality. Biased national news media close their eyes to the ethical lapses of their friends and their political allies while exaggerating those of their enemies, those that they hate. The incident that broke the camel's back for me was the outrageous, self-serving publicity stunt by that disgusting comedian, Kathy Griffin. Griffin has been dishing out hate against Trump and anyone who disagrees with her political and social views. And she crossed the line last week when she held up a fake, bloodied head of President Trump, mocking the crimes of the Daesh, ISIS terrorists, who have beheaded civilians to spread fear in the world. These are images, by the way, that have been promoted and exploited by mainstream news media, which thrives economically on the suffering, the tragedy, and the calamity of the masses. Did you see their enthusiasm in covering the recent terrorist attack against civilians on the London Bridge this past week? They were like vampires wallowing in the bloody misfortune of others. So why should I believe the national mainstream news media lies when it comes to President Trump? And why should you? Sure, Trump makes mistakes, don't they all? But when the anti-Trump jihadists make mistakes, they always find a way to blame everyone else but themselves. Take Kathy Griffin. She's a great example of this hypocrisy. Griffin issued an apology only when she was beaten up by everybody, but tearfully asserted at a press conference with her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, that she was the victim of bullying by President Trump and his family. Are you kidding me? Griffin has been bullying Trump as much as many of the media's worst offenders, like Bill Maher and CNN host Riza Aslan, who called the president a piece of expletive deleted. The righteous indignation is piling up, but we do not have to be afraid to call out the holier-than-thou phonies, the media hypocrites, and the real bullies. I may sometimes disagree with Trump, but his critics are the ones that consistently make me sick. For the Arab world, this most recent spat of attacks by U.S. media celebrities like Aslan, Griffin, and Maher only exposed the corruption of the mainstream American media. For years, the Arab Muslim world has been the victim of racism and outright hatred from American leaders and news media. No one listened to the Arab Muslim world when we complained about that ugly hate because it was so common and accepted. Yet now, as the hatred is redirected towards the left, we are supposed to sympathize and recognize that it is the U.S. decayed system of media and democracy and not us that are guilty. I'm Ray Anania. Thanks for listening to my podcasts, which reflect my writings. I write about Middle East issues and mainstream American issues in several print newspapers, like the Arab News in Saudi Arabia and the Southwest News newspaper group in suburban Chicagoland. I also write for several online news websites, including thearabdailynews.com and suburbanchicagoland.com. Create a free icon on your mobile device for my podcast by visiting my podcast page at rayhanania.com, and keep up with my world by checking out the links there again at rayhanania.com. Thank you so much.